USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans should not be saying already what they're going to do when it comes to an impeachment vote following a trial in the Senate. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had said he's ready to vote against impeachment and doesn't need to hear from witnesses. His mind's already made up. Schumer's response...
And Lindsey should remember, and he knows darn well, this is a serious and solemn obligation. The charges against the president that the House has put together are very, very serious. And to say you won't look at the facts, look at the evidence, makes no sense.
He spoke on MSNBC. For the record, many Senate Democrats have also said they've already made up their minds on impeachment. A study just out this morning finds people who use e-cigarettes are more likely than tobacco smokers to develop lung disease. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
The Hallmark Channel is now walking back a decision to pull commercials that show same-sex couples, including one in particular that showed two women kissing. The decision to remove the ad for the online wedding registry Zola came after complaints from conservative groups, and it was met with quick backlash. Hallmark now says it made the wrong decision and is moving to reinstate those ads. A statement says the company is committed to diversity and inclusion. The NFL's New England Patriots are suspending a videographer who was caught filming the Cincinnati Bengals sideline this month during a game in Cleveland. The Patriots say Dave Mondillo broke NFL rules with his filming a week before the Patriots were playing the Bengals. The Pats accepting responsibility but saying the film crew was an independent operation that didn't know it was violating policy. The weather is looking good for the first of two launches this week from Cape Canaveral later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined by 2 cents a gallon over the past week, down to 2.56, the lowest level since March, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop in the price of the pump, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us, Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at $3.64, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State, an average of $3.23 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And comedian Chelsea Handler's longtime sidekick on the TV show Chelsea Lately has died. Chuy Bravo died suddenly in Mexico City at 63. TMZ reports he'd been visiting family there for about a month and was rushed to a hospital with a stomach pain. Handler responded to Chuy's death on social media saying she loved him and that she took great pleasure in how much others loved him. Bravo also had minor roles in over a dozen major movies. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.